أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصافات صفا فالزاجرات زجرا فالتاليات ذكرا إن إلهكم لواحد رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ورب المشارق صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Saffat. By and large, the surah was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the Makki period, the period before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hence, because the surah was revealed in Makkah, and typically the surahs revealed in Makkah before the hijrah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam deals with aspects of our iman, aspects in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the greatness and the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then it also deals with certain aspects of the Nubuwwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also discusses several Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Also it deals with some aspects with regards to Akhirat. And one important aspect that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has touched upon, and that is with regards to the belief of the polytheist, the mushrikeen of Makkah, that one was their ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of other gods, godlings, etc. And one was that they believed that the malaika were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to this extent that there are those ulama that believe that some of the idols that they had created, they had manufactured, they had believed that they had done so in resemblance to the angels, because now they will worship these angels so that they'll gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this matter also, and the surah begins with a qasam, an oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes. Now there are some important aspects that we should remember with regards to oaths. As far as taking qasams, taking oaths are concerned, you and I, we can only take the oath and qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insofar as doing this also, we should exercise caution, because we are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in vain, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrongfully for the wrong reasons also, is an integral part of our responsibility and our iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that I didn't take a false oath, and nor did I take an oath in the name of Allah that was true also. So they were very cautious, very guarded when it came to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes these qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these oaths, and these oaths Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, He is Allah, He is the all-powerful, almighty. So Allah Rabbul Izzat takes oaths of different things. Now on the one hand, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these qasams, also in it are very great lessons for us. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these qasams, the subject matter also is of importance. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to some of the important subject matters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses. Like here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam, and Allah says, وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّةِ. Now Allah ta'ala takes the qasam of those people, or those things that make safs, make rows. The word saf is very familiar to us, like how we stand in our salat. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of certain beings that stand in sufuf, stands in the safs. Now who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about over here? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرَى. And Allah ta'ala takes the second qasam, that those who protect with a great degree of diligence, such protection that one cannot penetrate. And the third qasam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes is fattaliyati dhikra, those people who recite the dhikr and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they recite the advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given by way of the different revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of qualities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not qualify or clarify whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. So there are those commentators that say that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those people that go out in the path of Allah, in the defense of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they go out and they form these safs, they form these rows, so that they will fight the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them also. And secondly, is that they protect the enemy and they defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They protect the enemy from penetrating their ranks, and fazzajirati zajra will then refer to these people. And whilst they are standing out in the path of Allah and they protecting the deen of Allah, and they are emerging against those that are trying to attack the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are also taking the name of Allah and they are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is, some of the commentators have spoken about that group of people, those that defend the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second is that whilst people come to the masjid and they stand in their safs, and when they stand in their safs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, and hence some of the commentators have stated that Allah could be making reference to them. And then when they're standing in their safs, they begin to concentrate in their salat, and in that way they ward off the penetration of shaitan to the best of their abilities. And obviously when they're performing the salat, they're making tilawat of the Quran, and they're making dhikr and taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, by and large, many of the commentators, or rather most of them, are of the opinion that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to the malaika. Because when the malaika stand in, when the malaika make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they stand up in their safs, like how we stand in our safs, we are resembling the malaika, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they are also very vigilant, protecting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down, then the shayateen wants to steal an ear and listen to these commandments and ahkam of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and these malaika protect the hukam and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come down in fattaliyati dhikra, and they also engage in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they engage in the tasbih of Allah Rabbul Izzat, glorifying Him and praising Him. And of course, if this is the case, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the malaika to show the kuffar of Makkah that these are but servants of Allah, but creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in no way should they be worshipped. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.